Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A Soldotna, Alaska State Trooper canine team responded to a report of a disturbance occurring at a Tamarack Drive residence in Funny River Tuesday night at 10:21 p.m. Upon arrival, an investigation revealed that 48-year-old Dawn Peters of Soldotna was reportedly intoxicated and arguing with her boyfriend throughout the day. It was reported that during the incident, Peters reportedly grabbed numerous weapons, including a baseball bat, knife, and on two separate occasions, an axe, and chased and threatened bodily harm on the unidentified boyfriend. At one point during the disturbance, Peters grabbed a weed whacker and chased her boyfriend around the property with it. Peters also chopped a bar stool inside the residence with the axe during the incident, causing damage. The online trooper dispatch also says that Peters shoved an unidentified 15-year-old child at the residence during the incident and grabbed him by the collar, causing scratches to his neck and causing pain. Peters was arrested and transported to Wildwood pretrial, where she was processed and remanded without bail on multiple criminal charges, including third-degree assault, five counts of domestic violence, and fifth-degree criminal mischief. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke on the U.S. Senate floor recently, urging her colleagues to pass the VOCA Fix to sustain the Crime Victims Fund Act, or VOCA Fix Act, legislation that she helped introduce to strengthen the Victims of Crime Act by redirecting new funds into the Crime Victims Fund.
Effectively, what we're talking about here is stability, sustainability, and really credit certainty. I had an opportunity in late June to host a roundtable with members from the victims' services groups from around the state. We were focused on the impact of the VOCA deposit issue specific to Alaska and what it meant for those who provide for the services for victims, whether these are the child advocacy centers, whether these are the domestic violence shelters and the centers, abused women networks. But I was really blown away, Mr. President, by the testimony from so many in these organizations. They were facing a 36% cut to their VOCA funds in just this past fiscal year.
The federal funding is deemed essential to addressing Alaska's lack of available services for victims. If the technical fix for VOCA funds wasn't sustained, victim service providers, including at least 30 organizations here in Alaska, would lose crucial funds and could be forced to close or reduce services. Following Murkowski's speech, the U.S. Senate passed the VOCA Fix Act unanimously and will now head to the president's desk to be signed into law. The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or ADA for short, Executive Director Alan Weitzner, as well as Curtis Thayer, Alaska Energy Authority Executive Director, were the guest speakers at the Wednesday Kenai and Soldotna Joint Chamber Luncheon, updating the peninsula on what programs they're working on. Weitzner said,
"Our mission is to promote, develop, and advance the economic growth and diversification in Alaska by providing various means of financing and investment. And so ultimately, we have put in place several loan programs, different financing programs that are all targeted on advancing economic development, job growth within the state."
He said that 338 grants were distributed to Kenai and Soldotna businesses through AK Cares for a total of $15,391,221. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.